Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. What's up?
I just wanted to talk to you about this customer and this deal. Basically, with certain lenders, Cardiff has like the opportunity to participate in deals. So that's basically us putting in a specified amount of money. Mm-hmm. And if the customer performs well, we actually get to make that money back. So it's kind of like a little bit of a gamble, but also a way to like invest. So in these situations, Dean just likes us to talk to like the rep on the deal and just get a feel for the customer and like kind of any opinions that you might have on this person. Basically, we don't want to participate if the customer appears to be like super desperate, and we also kind of like to know like what he's planning on using the funds for.
So it's mostly I've been communicating with his wife Heather, pretty much handles everything for the business. Chris, okay. I assume, just does the painting.
Yeah,
the labor part.
Okay,
but yeah, she's not like wasn't desperate for the money, but really never elaborated too much what the additional funds were going to be for. Like, as far as like I'm just assuming it's materials and paint for a couple jobs she said she had. But
okay.
Yeah, I don't know. They seem not too bad, but like, at the same time, I don't know. I was reading some reviews. They were like, yeah, Chris is a little, crazy. I don't know if I'd recommend him as a painter, stuff like that.
Yeah, were these just, like, reviews that you saw online?
Yeah, just, like, Yelp reviews. Okay. One of them was like, Chris is a, like, cokehead painter. Fuck, yeah. So, yeah.
Right. So that's maybe something that we should watch out for.
Yeah.
Did Heather call you a bunch? Like, because I know we only had one approval on the table, but was she, like, kind of pestering you or, like, following up, like, hey, are we going to get money? Like, I really need money.
No, not so much, but she was, like, see, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. Like, she was on top of it. Every time I sent her something, like, hey, I need this, it was 30 minutes response. Like,
okay.
Hey, I need you to do something. She got me the paperwork. So yeah, you take that with a grain of salt. I don't know if that means like she's a little desperate on the whole situation, or she's actually just good at doing her job and staying on top of things. She was definitely a little emotional when I did the closing call. Told her like, yeah, you're going to be paying this back, on $10,000. And, she was like, all right, cool, whatever, and then talked for 18 minutes because her, like, dad just died and, like, her son's going to college and just got a lot of change for this woman.
Okay.
So she talked a lot about that. She seems, pretty stable, but at the same time, like, this whole year for her, she was telling me it's just been nuts and all over the place.
Okay. So, like, as far as, like, her year being nuts, does she attribute that to, like, more personal stuff or, like, business stuff?
Yeah, it's all personal. It's, her kids leaving to go to school, and her dad died a few months ago, and she's, finishing up. She was working with his business, too, and now she's closing that up and the shop and everything. It was, like, a glass-blowing company or something like that.
Well, so that's, like, not related to the painting business, but that was just another business that husband were involved in, or just
no her and her father.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the dad died, and then she kind of had to close that shop down, and she's put all her time and dedication towards the prestige painting now.
Okay. Would you happen to know how big, like, of a company it is? Is it just Chris being a one painter?
It's pretty much just Chris, maybe like some other like maybe family contractors, but I was on their Facebook sign. I have a Facebook website, and their signs look like crap. And I was like, "You're a painter, and your signs look like,
Yeah.
It's a small business, They're they're getting the van from another painter that's going out of business down in the neighborhood. So.
Okay. All right. So mainly the funds they're just going to put towards materials for their job.
They're buying a van. It was like $2,500, $3,000, and then they just wanted a little bit of like operating capital for finish out the summer.
Okay. So they've already acquired that van and they've paid it and stuff? Or they're going to be using the capital?
Yeah. Towards? Well, we were originally going to do an equipment financing and then a working capital on the side, but we just kind of put it all together and wrapped it up because they were kind of small.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I don't think I have any other questions for now. Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think we should put points on this or?
I'm not sure. I'm going to talk it over with Grant, but it's a 6-month term. Like, I don't.
It's a small deal, too.
Yeah. I kind of wonder if they're going to perform to 6 months. I'd feel a little bit more comfortable if it was shorter. But they also have that new logic balance.
That's about, I think there's like $11,000 left on that. They're making like $100 a day payment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I pitched ours to her. I said it's basically what you're already doing with New Logic. So, you know, you're used to, I think ours was like $5 more than New Logic a day.
Yeah. But it's just like hopefully their, you know, banks can support that daily withdrawal.
Yeah,
especially
I don't know
if there's going to be two now, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if they're over-leveraged or not. I can take a look at the banks. I forget how much was in there, like their usual balance, but it wasn't much. It was like $2,000 is the average.
Yeah, I have a bank analysis right here. So, yeah, I think we're good to make a decision. Thank you.
All right, sounds good. No problem, Amy.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.